Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Rosa Dunn. I'm your host for the next 30 minutes of Point of View. I welcome you to Southeastern Louisiana University's own public radio station, 90.9 FM KSLU. And we thank you for tuning in. We invite you to come to the university and check us out. I think you will be very proud and stand taller. As you see, in spite of everything the university is going through at this time, with all of our financial cuts, that you will be proud and honored to be a partner with this university. We don't want our faculty to suffer. We don't want our students to suffer. And so we, the community, are asked most at this time to stand up and stand tall for this university and to do whatever is needed to maintain the excellence that we have been so proud of here. And how can you do that? You can get involved in any and all classes, projects, athletics, whatever your choice is, there exists an opportunity for you to support Southeastern Louisiana University. Now today, in order for us to be on the air, we open with a thank you to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. Downtown Hammond offers a wide variety of food and entertainment for all ages and occasions, including art galleries, painting parties, restaurants, boutiques, and even a children's museum that offers playtime for the youngest Hammond residents. More information is available on the Downtown Development District website at www.dddhammond.com. Special thanks to the Hammond Downtown Development District, the proud sponsor of Point of View. Today, they make it possible for me to visit with a good friend that I am tickled that I get to visit with once a year. Her name is Suzanne Smith. She is the mammography supervisor at the North Oaks Outpatient Diagnostic Center. And today, Suzanne is representing the North Oaks Health System. Suzanne, it's good to see you.
Well, thank you for having me this morning.
Have we ever figured out how long, my sweet friend, we have known each other?
I think it's been at least 20 years.
At least 20 years. And you've always taken such good care of me, too. I thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You know, we're talking about mammography today. And I learned a valuable lesson from Suzanne. And I don't know if you remember teaching me this, but many, many years ago when I was coming like every 6 months, because I'm one of those lumpy girls, I remember you giving me the cue to schedule this on my birthday as a gift to myself, that mammogram. And you know, Suzanne, I've never forgotten that. And every year on my birthday, that's the first thing that gets scheduled. And so thank you for that great point. And hopefully other women have taken the initiative to do the same thing.
I hope so. That is the best thing that we can give ourselves, is the gift of a mammogram and just preparing ourselves. That early detection is key for us to save lives.
Exactly, exactly. And put your mind at ease. Put your mind at ease. Well, next month, the month of August, is dedicated to Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a nationwide initiative. And the importance of getting your mammogram, the awareness level will be repeated over and over and over again. So let's go back to basics, Suzanne. What exactly is a mammogram? How does this work?
A mammogram is an x-ray of the breast, and mammograms are usually classified as a screening exam, which is used to check for breast disease or abnormalities in women who are not having any problems, or diagnostic exam, which are done to help diagnose breast disease, such as breast cancer, for women who are coming in with a specific problem.
There you go. And Suzanne, I'm always very cautious right here to explain to people, if you should happen to change your doctor or your clinic, wherever you're attending, and I'll use me as an example, I have to ask for a diagnostic. And, of course, as soon as they see my x-rays, they know to ask for a diagnostic. But, you know, they could quite possibly schedule you for a screening. And so be specific as to what your needs are.
That is correct. And if you are questioning or not sure which needs you do need, talk to your physician and they will help guide you to the appropriate test.
The guidance level is right there. All you need to do is ask. Well, how many women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year?
Well, breast cancer is the most common form of cancer other than skin cancer, and it's the second cause of cancer-related death after lung cancer in American women. Approximately 232,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year.
It's still shocking every time I hear that. And you would think, Suzanne, with all the, I mean, right here at home, I think of Relay for Life and that fabulous fundraiser that's hosted, you know, in all parts of the United States and world, and all that money's going into research, but yet we still see that 232,000 women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year. We're the first line of defense, aren't we?
We are.
And we're going to talk about that today. I hate to ask this question, but how many people die from breast cancer?
The chance of dying from breast cancer is about 1 in 36. And the American Cancer Society estimate that around 40,000 women will die from breast cancer this year alone. So early detection and better treatments
are the reasons now for the decline. But if we're not there and we're not doing our self-breast exams when we're going to talk about, we set ourselves up for trouble, don't we?
Correct, correct.
And how many times, Suzanne, I used to tell you ignorance is bliss because I just didn't want to know. But that was most certainly don't do as I do.
No, we want to put the mindset that we need to know, we want to know, we want to catch this early.
Yes. And you know, my sweet friend, I started asking family members, you know, because you do ask for history. My mother's sister had breast cancer. My mother had numerous lumps and lumpectomies, I might add. In my father's family, there's also a history of cancer. You know, we're the ones that need to raise our hand immediately, don't we? We family members.
Absolutely.
For this mammogram. Well, are there any warning signs for breast cancer?
The most common warning signs are a lump or thickening in the breast, swelling, nipple discharge, pain, retraction, which could either be in the nipple or in the skin, just being pulled in, a little dimpling in the skin, a change in the color or texture of your skin in the breast or around the nipple area, the areola. If you notice any of those changes, you should contact your doctor immediately.
Very, very good and great advice. And once again, throughout our show today, we're going to keep saying that monthly breast exam saves lives, because sometimes you don't notice any of this. But yet because you know yourself and you're familiar, and I must tell you, Suzanne and all of her staff will help you, teach you if that's something you're not sure how to do or when to do it or what to look for or feel. I'm going to tell another family story because I love to, because if somebody's going to do it wrong, it's usually us. But in this case, my little brother and I, and this is when we were children, we were in the back seat fighting about something. He probably crossed the line. Let's just put it that way. We have this imaginary line that used to separate the kids in the seat. And I'm sure your children do the same thing.
Yes, we've had that line.
And if you cross the line, you're in big, bad trouble. Well, my mother swung her left arm over the seat to give a little smack to Tommy and I on our legs. And do you know that's how she found her lump?
Really?
She felt it then. And so we've always, you know, Mom's always said how bad we were until that one night when she reached over that seat to give us a little smack. And she said she feels like that fight saved her life.
That was a blessing.
That was a blessing. It was a funny one, but it was a blessing. And we thank the good Lord for that. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are visiting with a good friend of mine, Suzanne Smith. It was fun to catch up with Suzanne before the show with her parents and her sister and all the children that I've seen grow up over the past 20-something years. Suzanne is the mammography supervisor at the North Oaks Outpatient Diagnostic Center. And today she is representing North Oaks Health System, who is preparing us for the National Awareness Campaign in October for Breast Cancer Awareness. awareness. We're talking about the importance of getting that mammogram, how many women are diagnosed with breast cancer each year, how many fight the battle, and what are the warning signs. Well, now, Suzanne, now we're getting into risk factors. What are the risk factors for developing breast cancer?
Well, simply getting older and being a female puts a woman at risk. The risk also is increased if a woman has a history of breast cancer in her family, has never had children, had her first child after the age of 30, began menstruating before age 12, or completed menopause after the age of 55.
Now, you see, I am looking at this for the first time with new eyes, had her first child after age 30. That would be my Ashley. She had the baby when she was 31. So she falls into that category. And, of course, with history, family history, I constantly tell her about my aunt, her great aunt, who I might say is still with us. Excuse me. She's healthy. She's beautiful. It's been, now, you know, for my aunt, I believe it's been 20 years. And she had a double mastectomy because I have a beautiful picture of my Aunt Genevieve with her, let's see, Ashley would be her great niece. Mm-hmm. So Amelia would be her great, great niece. And they just hit it off like the best of buddies. And she's the one that found her lump.
Oh.
Early detection saves lives.
That's right.
That's what we want you to hear today. How does a family history of breast cancer increase the risk?
Well, there are some genetic factors that increase a woman's chance of developing breast cancer. Women who inherit a mutation in the BRCA1 and BRCA2 genes are said to be at higher risk of developing breast cancer during their lives. The risk is also higher in women who have close blood relatives with the disease. Having a first-degree relative, such as a mother, daughter, mm-hmm. or sister, with this disease doubles a woman's risk. And then having two first-degree relatives with this disease triples your risk.
Now, Suzanne, back up 1 minute. My darling, you can take a test to see if you have these genes today, can't you?
You sure can.
And my best friend from high school just did this because her mother had breast cancer, and now her oldest sister is fighting the battle of breast cancer. And I'm happy to say she does not have the genetic makeup for it.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know, because but at least now she knows her mind and her heart. Her soul is at ease. Of course, she said she's going to be very cautious.
That's right.
Even though she's had the test,
right?
The genetic test. Where can we get this genetic test? Do you know?
I would advise talking to your physician,
yes.
And they can guide you.
And they can set you up, and then,
correct.
You know, someone will be there. And I remember in the years past and interviewing representatives from Mary Bird Perkins Cancer Center, who sits on the campus of North Oaks Health System here in Hammond. They have people who are counselors, genetic counselors, who come in and explain all of this. And information saves lives. Knowledge saves a life.
That is correct.
Well, is there anything women can do to lower their risk of developing breast cancer?
There are some lifestyle changes that can be made to help lower your risk. Lose weight if you're overweight. Get regular physical activity. Limit alcohol intake or avoid it altogether. Eating a nutritional diet may also help. Diets that are rich in vegetables, fruit, poultry, fish, and low-fat dairy products have been linked with a lower risk of breast cancer in some studies.
I would love to see, now that we have this information and we say it every year, I'd love to know just in South Louisiana what some of our statistics are. Because, Suzanne, look at the food we've grown up with here. And it's just so hard to let go of some of these things that not only are they yummy to eat, but they've become traditions in the family.
That's right.
And Mother and I were just talking recently. We can't remember when is the last time we fried something. I said, Mom, that's good.
That's right.
That we've let go of that and that the men in the family let us let go
mm-hmm.
of it. And just on occasion, we'll sneak a piece of fried something. But the good news is, and I'm going to put in a plug for our sponsor of Point of View, the Hammond Downtown Development District on the second and fourth Saturday of the month. And Suzanne, I don't know if you know this, they have a farmer's market in downtown Hammond.
I do know that.
Have you been?
I have.
And it's the fresh fruits and vegetables that are grown right here in our own backyard.
They're wonderful. The homemade jellies and jams are great.
Yes, and so, and that's what we're talking about, diets that are rich in veggies and fruits and poultry and fish and low-fat dairy products. We can buy them fresh on the second and fourth Saturday of the month. And the thing that I've learned about choosing these foods also, Suzanne, is to be prepared. So like on the weekend, take the time to browse these fresh farmers markets or to shop the perimeter of the grocery store, stay out of the middle, and you can start adding little by little these foods that may make the difference in developing breast cancer.
That's right.
Well, when should a woman start getting a mammogram? Because now with what we've heard this morning, I feel like I should call my daughter and say, Ashley, it's time. You should have started already.
Well, the American Cancer Society recommends that women 40 years old and older have screening mammograms every year. For those women who have a strong family history of breast cancer or who are at increased risk, screenings may be recommended earlier. So women should check with their personal health care provider to see when a screening mammogram would be right for them.
Yes, and I'm thinking with our family history, I need to keep talking to my child.
That's
absolutely.
Right.
So ladies, we're telling you today, check with your personal health care provider. And you know, Suzanne, we can veer off for just a moment because men can have breast cancer too.
They sure can.
And one of my dearest friends here in Hammond, her father-in-law battled breast cancer. So gentlemen who are listening today, we want you to check yourself as well because he's the one that found the lump.
The men usually do. We do have quite a few men that come in for mammograms, so it is not an uncommon thing. We do encourage men to perform their self-exam as well.
Absolutely. I remember we were so shocked, but yes, it can happen.
Sure
so
can.
Once again, both men and women, I think women do this so much better than men. We are so aware of our bodies.
We are.
We know the second something's not right, we know it. The second something is different, we recognize that immediately. But what we don't do very well is take time for ourselves.
That's right.
And sometimes we don't trust our gut, and our gut's always right. And so if you hear anything today in this conversation about breast cancer, Suzanne and I want you to hear, take care of yourself and give yourself the gift of life. And I do it at my birthday. My gift is a mammogram because I want to know that I'm going to be here for a long time to enjoy my family, my new grandbaby, and life is just too fun, too good to not take care of ourselves. Now, how should a woman who has made this decision to get the mammogram and who's faithful to it, how does she prepare that day for her mammogram?
We recommend that the woman wear a two-piece outfit so they will only have to remove their top. Do not use any deodorant, powder, lotion under your arms or near your breast before the exam. These products can show up on the image.
What do they look like if somebody forgets?
We do provide some wipes.
If
you forget, we can wipe the breast off. But some deodorants and powders have little metallic specks in them, the little sparkles
the
lotions, and those will show up on the mammogram.
We can bling out a mammogram.
We don't want to do that.
No, we don't.
It resembles calcium deposits in the breast, so we want to make sure that we wipe all that area nice and clean and clear. We only want to see what's inside the breast and nothing that's on the surface.
Very good. And there are wipes available if you forget.
Yes, we do have wipes provided. We also ask that if a patient please bring a list of places and dates of previous mammogram biopsies or any other breast treatments they may have had. If they have previous mammograms done in an outside facility, please bring those with you to compare, or we can send for those exams for you.
Yes.
We ask that a patient arrive about 20 minutes prior to their appointment time to register for their appointment. And we also suggest that women schedule a mammogram 1 week after their menstruation begins. Your breasts are usually less tender at this time.
Yes. And I want people to hear today, it does not hurt. I can remember my own mother. You know, I tell my family stories all the time because if somebody's going to get it wrong, it's going to be us. And, you know, mom said, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm too old now. And I'm like, mom, you know, you have had lumpectomies. Your sister had breast cancer. This is something that we are going to do. And then bless her heart, when she came out, she was grinning from ear to ear. She said, that didn't hurt a bit. And now her mind's at ease. I know she was worried about it.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt. And with the mammography technology and that we have today, you can make it so much more comfortable for us even from years past.
Yes, ma'am, we sure can. And we do have patients that come in all the time, the first time mammograms, that are scared, nervous. They have been told by family members, friends, that it does hurt.
It's war stories.
Right.
Why do women share war stories?
I don't know why that happens.
It makes your job so hard.
It does, but we explain the exam to them, what we're going to do. It does calm their fears, and by the time the exam is over, they are coming out, like you said, grinning ear to ear. They did it. It was nothing to it.
Exactly. Exactly. Mom was so funny because I said, Mother, would you like me to go in with you? Well, absolutely not. I'm 80 years old. I can do this by myself, but I knew she was so worried about it. But then I got so tickled because she had such a good experience. Then she got on the phone with her four sisters. So hopefully within the next couple of months, they're all going to receive their mammograms.
Well, that's wonderful.
I know.
We need to spread that good news.
Good news. Not your war stories, ladies, but good news.
That's right.
Because what we are telling you is that a mammogram does not hurt. It may be a little uncomfortable, right, Suzanne?
Correct.
But it does not hurt.
That is right. Does not hurt.
And let me tell you, I've even had a biopsy, and everybody is, in fact, I've had several, and everybody is so nice and so wonderful in explaining everything, holding your hand, if need be, deadening the area. To tell you the truth, the few times that I had it done, I'm waiting for it to happen, and it's already over. That's how comfortable, Suzanne, you and your staff make everyone feel.
We try to put ourselves in that patient's position, and if it's holding someone's hand just to comfort them, we're right there beside them, just helping to guide them through the process.
There you go. My very first time that I had a biopsy at North Oaks, I remember one of my best little buddies who was with me, they said if it would calm me down and help me feel better, that my best friend could come in with me. Well, at some point during the biopsy, my best friend fainted.
Oh, gosh.
And all of you who were supposed to be taking care of me.
No. She stole your thunder.
We're now taking care of my friend who just crumpled.
Oh, no.
You know, like, you know, she was like a little piece of spaghetti that was at one point standing up and then just kind of woo and hit the floor. Well, we have laughed about that. And it's been some 22 years now, I bet, if we looked at a calendar. But I still tease her about it to this day because she kept telling me, now, don't let your heart skip a beat. I've had this done before. You're going to be fine. You're not even going to know they're doing it. We're going to get good news. We're holding a good thought. I'm right here. I'm holding your hand. So let's go. Well, that didn't last very long. Oh, goodness.
Oh,
I love to tease her about it. Well, during the month of October, which is yearly designated as National Breast Cancer Awareness Month, is the North Oak Health System doing anything as far as special programming?
We sure are. During the month of October, North Oaks is offering digital screening mammograms at a special $80 cash-only rate. A bone density scan that screens for osteoporosis also is available for the same rate. If you elect to have both of these screening tests performed, a special $110 cash-only rate. Each cash price will cover the cost of the exam and the radiologist reading fees, and insurance companies will not be charged.
Oh, wow. This is such a great rate. And hopefully our show here at Southeastern reaches about a 25-mile radius of the university, which includes the hospital. So hopefully we're reaching out to women who have always been worried if – you know, either they have insurance or they don't have enough insurance, or will it cover, will it not cover? This is an opportunity to receive that digital screening mammogram at a special rate. And Suzanne, if anything is found that day, what would be the process at that point?
We will either send the result to your result. Oh, very good. Go to your physician within 24 hours.
Either your family doctor or your internal doctor.
Correct. And we will also notify the patient of their results, either in the phone call or sending a letter to the patient.
Very good. Very good. And so something can be done immediately.
Yes, yes.
Now, Suzanne, I have to share a really good story with you. The memories are flooding back to me. I want to say, my friend, it wasn't last year, but the year before when you were here talking about Breast Cancer Awareness Month and mammography, it was one of those days when I had two or three topics of interest and guests coming in, and, you know, you probably basically had 15 minutes to tell your story, and someone else was waiting to come take your seat and promote their event. And there was a young woman in her 50s sitting waiting to come in and to talk about whatever project she was here to promote. And she heard about this North Oaks special, and she did get a mammogram through. In fact, I just had chill bumps telling this story, because she came in and she said, "Miss Rosa, I have never had a mammogram. I'm going to do this." She said, "This is my opportunity. There was a reason I was here today. I heard what the lady you were interviewing had to say. I'm going to call North Oaks when I leave the radio station." And I offered to go with her. I said, "I am a pro at this. I've been having mammograms for years. Let me go with you." Well, I didn't hear from her, but until the next time I interviewed her, she did go to North Oaks. She did get that mammogram. They did find something. And she had already, by the time I saw the young woman, had already seen her family physician, had already been, you know, she had already received treatment. She had already received education. She knew what to do, how to do it, and she was cancer-free.
It's an amazing story.
All from sitting here at KSLU, listening to this interview that we are doing basically the same questions and answers today. You never know who's tuning in. You never know whose life you save.
It's incredible.
What a wonderful story.
It is wonderful.
It was a happy ever after story. And it can happen to each and every person who's listening today. Because if you have heard anything, we are telling you early detection saves lives. Well, if you're just tuning in, we are visiting with Suzanne Smith. She is the mammography supervisor at the North Oaks Outpatient Diagnostic Center. Suzanne, where are you located on the North Oaks Health System?
We are located in the Diagnostic Center. If you take the main entrance into the hospital,
yes.
Our Diagnostic Center is the first building on the right.
Yes, I have attended meetings. There's a wonderful conference area
in
that building, the Brent Dufresne
Conference
Building. So as soon as you turn onto North Oaks campus here in Hammond, if you look to your right, you're looking at the Diagnostic Center.
That is correct.
And when we're going to talk about who to call and how this can be set up for you, Suzanne, though, we have a moment of time, and I'm going to ask if you'll sit back and relax for a moment, because this Friday, September 20th, the city of Hammond is going to enjoy another Clean Up the City Day. Now, you know, for 7 years in a row now, we have won the Cleanest City campaign for the state of Louisiana. And so how great is that, right here in our own backyard, winning these wonderful awards? And it's because people like you who are tuned in today show up at the meeting place, and you're given everything you need to help clean the city. So the city of Hammond is inviting you at 9 a.m. to meet at City Hall, and that's 310 East Thomas Street. And you'll work from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. I think everybody, families, children, we're all invited, can give up 2 hours on a Saturday morning to pick up trash. Now, refreshments are going to be served, and so, you know, you'll feel nice and full. I bet there's donuts involved. If there's a donut, I'll be there. And you're going to get a pickup stick, a vest, gloves, a bag wringer, and a trash bag, and then you set off to clean the city. The event is organized by the Keep Hammond Beautiful Committee and the City of Hammond. And for those students, and Suzanne, I know you have some teenagers, so many of our kids today are required to have community service hours. hours. And if your child needs these hours, they will receive community service hours. They will also receive a certificate of completion, so that certificate can be turned in to document their community service hours. So, for more information, you are invited to call 985-277-5603. That's 277-5603. This is Keep America Beautiful, Keep Louisiana Beautiful, Keep Hammond Beautiful, and it's also part of the National Safety Council's initiative of Safe Communities America. Suzanne, don't you agree Hammond's the best place to raise a family?
Absolutely. No place I'd rather be.
The education that you find here, the health care that you find here, the fellowship and the camaraderie of people. I love that song from our, quote, one of the old television shows, you know, where everybody knows your name. I love when I walk into Suzanne. Is your mother still has her flower
she
shop?
She sure does. Carol's Flowers.
Carol's Flowers. And when I go in to visit with Miss Carol, I get to find out about Suzanne mm-hmm. and her family and her sister and her children. And everybody's involved in the store, I'm sure.
All family ran, yes, ma'am.
All right down here in fact, your mama's in the Hammond Downtown Development
she
District.
Is.
She's part of it.
Yes, she is.
Well, we have been talking about North Oaks Health Systems and the special programs that they have in honor of National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And Suzanne, for people who want more information about a screening mammogram or how to schedule an appointment, who would you like them to get in touch with?
They can visit our website at www.northoaks.org. And to schedule a mammogram, please call North Oaks Patient Scheduling at 985-230-7777. That's for our Hammond location. And for Livingston Parish, you can call 225-686-4899.
Very good. Suzanne Smith, how nice it is to see you again. Thank you, my friend. I know how busy you are as the mammography supervisor, and especially for someone in your position, Suzanne, saving lives. May God bless and multiply your efforts.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I've enjoyed it.
You're very welcome. Suzanne Smith, mammography supervisor at the North Oaks Outpatient Diagnostic Center, representing North Oaks Health System. And a special thank you to the Hammond Downtown Development District, a proud sponsor of Point of View. Downtown Hammond offers a wide variety of food and entertainment for all ages and occasions. More information is available on the Downtown Development District website at www.ddd.hammond.com. My name is Rosa Dunn. Along with Suzanne Smith, we want to thank you for tuning in today, and make it a safe and happy one out there.